why she knows this.
Well, her name is Dr. Eileen Marty, and she runs the Tropical Disease Department, I believe. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, at Florida International University in Miami. She used to work in Washington, D.C. She used to work, she used to train colonels in the Pentagon. And
she advises the government today.
Advises the government. She does a lot of work with the World Health Organization. And in fact, she was just in Brazil working with the Brazilian Health Ministry, advising them on Zika. And basically, I wish I had it in front of me. I think somewhere there's a picture of the products she recommends. But what she says is that you should spray your clothing with this. The brand I have is Sawyer, but it's got the ingredient in it that you need to have. And she puts all her clothes in a plastic bag, sprays it, leaves it in there overnight so they absorb it, and then you're good for 6 washes. So she says for sure you should spray your clothing with it. And then she has another product that, you know, we did a Facebook Live and we demonstrated these 3 products.
Well, why don't we list them and put them up somewhere where people can
we'll do that.
Can see it.
I have a picture of them, of the 3 somewhere, and I'll find those. And then the other one is just the wipes, the DEET wipes. So we will put a picture up on our Facebook page, Sarat and Murciano.
So she likes DEET, though. She says that's good.
Is DEET a brand or is it an ingredient that all the good repellents should have?
I believe it's an ingredient.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very, very hardcore ingredient. I can't say all those scientific words. But yeah, the higher the percentage, the better it's going to be. I go into the woods quite often. It's essential to keep away ticks.
Yeah, these products, I am going to find the picture because Bob and I took a picture of the 3 products because, of course, we bought them right away. And it's so important. She was talking about the importance of, even if you're not a woman of childbearing age, how incredibly important it is, because we were in Miami, for example, and they have Zika in Miami. So if one of us gets bitten by a mosquito that has Zika, there's an 80% chance that we will not have any Zika symptoms. There's a high chance that we wouldn't. So we might not even know that we have Zika. So then now we come back to Chicago and then we get bitten by a mosquito. And then that mosquito now has the Zika virus. And then that mosquito has 200 mosquito babies. And now you've started a new outbreak.
So even though you were bitten by a Zika mosquito in Miami and you don't have Zika and you will never get Zika, if a mosquito bites you in Chicago, he will then spread Zika around.
Yes, but you have to have Zika. But you may not have the symptoms. Only 20% of people who have Zika
have symptoms.
Have the symptoms.
Okay.
Right. So a very small percentage get the severe symptoms, and they have to be hospitalized, and they have that paralysis starting in their feet, working their way up.
Moral to the story, don't go to Florida.
Well, no, that's the last thing they want to hear. But the moral to the story is that no matter where you are, protect yourself. Also,
I want to know why Jen's in the woods all the time.
What are you doing in there, Jen?
Actually, I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Friday because I'm going back to the woods. I'm going to the Sawtooth Mountains in northern Minnesota. I run ultra marathons. I have a 50-mile race this weekend, and they just actually let us know that the hornets and wasps are really bad in these mountains. So I actually do a lot of my own essential oil things. So I made a castor oil, clove oil, and lemon blend, because supposedly hornets and wasps hate that.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait. Tell me, slow down.
Okay.
You run 50 miles?
Yes.
Yes, she does.
In one shot?
Yes.
She's insane.
That is unbelievable.
This is like maybe my 8th 50 miler. The only problem is that I know I'm going into this and not going to finish because I've been injured. But
how long does it take?
So my shortest one has been 10 hours. The cutoff for this one is 16 and a half because there's 25,000 feet of elevation climb and drop. So it's
Oh my God.
It's like climbing the Sears Tower 20 times up and down over 50 miles.
Okay, so how do you train for this?
Lots of running. I do weights. I swim. I run hills. I do stairs. You see me sometimes do squats here.
How many hours a day do you run, or how many miles a day?
It averages. I try when I'm in heavy training to do anywhere from 40 to 60 miles per week.
What's your injury?
Oh, wow.
My injury is an overuse injury. Tight muscles, and a lot of people have this, when their sciatic nerve actually gets cut off by tight muscles in the back and in the buttocks area. So the muscles have been really, really tight. They've been pulling on my knee, and because of that, it got to the point where I couldn't even bend my knee a few weeks ago. So I've been resting as much as I can, and if they pull me off at 10, 20, 30 miles, I'm okay with that.
Want me to work that out a little bit with some massage for you?
I would love that. If you know, HR is okay with that, let's do it right now.
But is Marianne okay?
I am totally okay with that. Yeah. I need for him to get practice.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Wait, Jen, have you been running like this?
Can we record that? I want to make sure that's on tape.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the hearing, we can play it.
Yeah, Your Honor, she said it was okay that I touched another woman on the buttocks.
Well, you should see the massages I get from Reggie.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the trainer. Yeah.
So have you always been running?
No, I started in 2008. I joined a charity training team to raise money to fight cancer just because I was overweight. I was a smoker. I drank.
And you don't drink at all now.
I don't drink at all now. I ran my first marathon in 2008, and I'm in my ninth season of, you know, doing these things. It got out of hand. I've done like 8 marathons, but like 22 ultra marathons, like 31 to 100 miles. And my hair is purple because I'm a coach, and I coach marathon runners.
Well, Jen, now that you've made us all feel unhealthy and like slugs, we'll watch John Dempsey do the news at 5:28.
Former Hurricane Newton has made landfall on Mexico's mainland. It's now weakened to a tropical storm as it makes its way to the U.S. border with potentially dangerous rains for Arizona and New Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to weaken rapidly as the center moves inland. That storm is centered about 10 miles southeast of Bahia Quino, Mexico. In Washington, the Senate cannot come to terms on funding to fight the spread of the Zika virus. Democrats blocked a $1.1 billion Zika funding package because Republicans tacked on restrictions on Planned Parenthood. The White House first sought anti-Zika funding in February. The political campaigns have been debating national defense. Hillary Clinton accusing Donald Trump of insulting Americans' veterans and proposing dangerous military plans around the globe. Trump appeared before veterans in Virginia. He said the country is, in his words, going to hell because of policies pushed by Clinton and the Obama administration. In Philadelphia, a judge says Bill Cosby is blind and might need special accommodations at his upcoming sexual assault trial. The lawyers for Cosby disclosed his condition to the judge. The judge ordering that Cosby stand trial in June on charges that he drugged and assaulted a woman at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. And NASA is going after an asteroid this week like never before. It's launching a spacecraft to the exotic black